Now, you won't find much of a Jewish population anymore in Syria, but there is a Syrian Jewish diaspora in Brooklyn, New Jersey, and Israel, among other places. And many stay connected to their heritage through their traditional cuisine. Pupa Dweck has spent years documenting and perfecting the recipes of her Syrian Jewish community. She's the author of the cookbook Aromas of Aleppo. She recently spoke with producer Emma Morgenstern about a flavor that's distinctive to Syrian cooking, tamarind.
For many, tamarind is a new ingredient, and actually we call it the sour secret of Syrian cooking. It's a fruit that comes in a pod. It's from a tamarindo tree, actually. And the influence came from India via Persia to the city of Aleppo. The rest of the Middle East did not bring tamarind into their cuisine in the same way that Aleppo did. And oud, that's how it's pronounced in Arabic, is one of the most distinguishing flavors of the Aleppian cooking. When it's prepared properly, it should be like lip-smackingly. You're supposed to go like that. If you don't go like that, too much sugar and not enough tamarind. When it's right off the tree, you could see this hard pod. And then when I break it open, you see this date-like meat. You'll see threads and pits and different elements that we make sure to get just the actual taste of it. So what happens is that the tamarind gets soaked in water, we pull it apart, and then we're going to be pressing down on the tamarind that has been soaking till we could get the juice that is coming out of it. Then we're going to add sour salt, fresh lemon juice, and sugar. And then it gets cooked down. You need to visit with it and stay with it. You can't just put it up and leave the house. You know, it's your day. The custom is right before Passover, the women prepare between 30 and 40 pounds of tamarind for the year. And then some women will say, oh, I'm using my last of my tamarind. Pesach is coming. And then they make another batch. Tamarind is used in sweet meats like lechem ajin, the minced meat pies that everybody loves and that are all over the Middle East. It's also used in mechshis. Mechshis are stuffed vegetables. Anything that could get scooped out and stuffed was stuffed, even apricots. My mother was very patient, and she taught me everything. And she talked me through every dish. One of her specialties was apricot candy. And it would dry. It would be apricots that were steamed and mixed with roasted pistachios and then put on a tray and it dried on her dining room credenza for weeks, and then we'd cut it. And every time I would ask her for the recipe, she'd call me up and tell me, it's done. I prepared it for you. It was the one recipe that I just couldn't get from her. The day before she passed away, she gave it to me.
And we have her mother's special recipe for apricot candy on our website, PRI.org. Pupa Dweck told her story to producer Emma Morgenstern. You can hear a longer version of the story on Vox Tablet, the weekly podcast of Tablet Magazine.